The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
What would you say you do here?
That was the dog. They're eating the dog.
Meow.
What does a giraffe sound like?
Football's football. The only way to get better at it is to play football.
I ran through that bull junkie rope.
Headed towards Turnville.
It's kind of douchey.
Well, my.
My indeed.
Nice to have you along. Hope you're having a nice night. I really mean that.
Yeah. It's the last dry one, right? Isn't the rain coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they're now saying Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
I got out today in the middle of the day and I got some lights up. Got the decorations up because I was fearful of the rain. Although one of my inflatable... yard decorations, gave up the ghost. After like 8 or 9 years.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Darth Vader. Rest in peace, inflatable Christmas Darth Vader.
Rest in peace.
And now it's a little weird because I have an inflatable stormtrooper, but now I feel kind of dumb just having an inflatable stormtrooper.
Yeah,
because
we wouldn't understand that.
No, it's weird.
Vader.
Why would I just have a stormtrooper out? I need Darth Vader there.
Well, I've got Hawk 2 Girl news coming
that
up.
Dumb bitch.
But, whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. Dude, screw her.
Can you say that on the radio?
I just did.
You do every day.
Yeah.
Freaking punch it, bitch! She is an aloof bitch.
She went...
Resourceful little bitch.
She went
resourceful
from
little bitch.
An adorable, moron.
Ooh, the double.
She's whatever.
She's a grade A bitch.
Good for her for capitalizing on her 15 minutes, but, dude, this right here... Okay,
grade
A her ass goes to
prime
prison.
Bitch. She is an aloof bitch. Well, we'll get to that. But first, the story of the day. Topic du jour.
Oh, yeah.
This viral video.
I thought we were talking about my inflatable Santa and what I'm going to replace it with.
The United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, gunned down.
Dude. I hate.
On city streets.
I hate to say this, but I've watched that video 30 times.
In broad daylight.
I can't.
It's crazy.
The video is out there. Basically, he is leaving his hotel. I think he's in New York, right?
Yeah.
He's leaving his hotel to go to a meeting. It's a little before 7 in the morning.
Yep. Basically, all he had to do was walk across the street.
Yeah.
He was walking down the sidewalk, and some kid comes up with a hoodie and a backpack. Silencer has the subsonic rounds, apparently.
Yep.
And just, bam, assassination, hit right there on the sidewalk. There's a woman there. She runs off.
Yeah, there's a person there just drinking a cup of coffee.
Crazy, dude.
They say that the hoodie guy, the assassin, had been waiting there possibly all night. He's been hanging out, and you see him. He shoots him. The gun jams. He calmly walks over, clears the jam, reloads the gun with the bullet that was jammed because they were special bullets, and then caps him a couple more times, heads to an alley, jumps on an e-bike, and they have no idea who this dude is.
See, like, can we talk about the e-bike part?
Yeah.
Winning I mean, there's Central a lot Park. Of... There's
Seems
a lot
pretty
of,
smart, actually.
A lot of elements to talk about here. Well, but if the movies have taught me anything, it's not a freaking e-bike that the assassin jumps on.
Well, it
is.
It's
a kick-ass, unmarked, like, black SUV.
But this is kind of brilliant because how you... You know,
as long as somebody else had checked that e-bike out, it's never getting traced back
to
you.
They're going to find that guy. They already have his picture.
I think they'll find that
guy. They don't have his picture.
They
do. But right now, that e-bike thing worked for him.
Have you seen, by the way, this is the other one. I'm going full conspiracy
here. And trying to escape, like, midtown Manhattan in traffic in a car? Not great. Better on a bike.
That's true. That's true.
They've revealed, I've seen three different photos. He's wearing a different backpack. Apparently, is he changing back? And the other one looks like a woman. I don't think they have any idea who this dude is.
Well, there is a photo of... Well, they put out a photo of who they think it is. And he looks like... I don't know, he just looks like a bro with good hair.
He looks hot.
Yeah, slightly handsome. Maybe not as handsome as me.
Yeah.
But handsome. Young. And,
professional.
And the shell casings on the ground had the words deny, defend, and depose. Now, that's interesting because... many people believe that refers to what some think is a motto for insurance companies, which is delay, deny, and defend.
Yes.
In other words, why this is interesting is that Brian Thompson, the head of United Healthcare, which, by the way, is the largest private health insurer in the United States, they are notorious for denying claims. As a matter of fact, there are some stats out there that they have the largest denial rate of all insurance companies at 32%.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, was this just someone who lost a family member because they were denied or something happened with their...
It's like something out of a movie, man.
So
like
we don't know.
Vendetta stuff.
I mean, I like to think that he's a hired hitman.
Yeah. But
it's hard to say.
No.
This
kind of just feels like, you know, someone had enough of the healthcare companies. And by the way, this is where I was saying, like...
But as someone that looks like a professional hitman?
I mean, is it a professional...
Does he?
You're saying
he doesn't?
I think he does. I think the way he looks so calm and, like, easygoing about this and all the waiting, like, he looks like he's done this before.
He just looks a little young.
He does look young, but it doesn't look like he's flustered or, like, deranged or upset.
That is true. Like, he had no...
He's calm as a cucumber.
He had absolutely no care in the world about witnesses or anything.
And the fact that his gun jammed, you'd think he'd run off. He's like, no, I'll fix it. I'll go shoot him again.
Bam, dead, cold-blooded.
Yeah, and just the idea that, again, this just kind of is one of those things that just sends me down rabbit holes because it just goes to show you, dude, I don't care who you are. Anyone can get to you. That poor bastard had zero chance. You know, you're like, oh, security measures. Someone just walks up behind you and you are cooked. Just no warning, no nothing. You just going about your day and you take one to the back and then a couple others. Ew.
Well, it's weird because, you know, first of all, the video of him being murdered is right there online. And so he has a kid apparently that will eventually see that. I mean, it's going to live there forever.
Yep.
Which is sad. And some are celebrating because they hate United Healthcare.
And that's what I said is the weird part is like, so we watched a guy in cold blood get gunned down, and I feel like the vast majority of people are like this. But he kind of had it coming. I mean, it also sparked a thing. It turned out like that same day, there was Blue Cross Blue Shield? One of the other big ones. I think it was Blue Cross.
I think you're right.
Blue Cross. They now said that they are only going to cover certain... a time limit on your anesthesia.
Yeah, they're going to cap anesthesia.
So if you're having surgery and it goes longer than a certain period of time, you're now paying for the anesthesia.
You're the one on the hook.
For the anesthesia. And of course, that didn't sit well with people. And what did people start doing? They started posting the CEO, who was a lady, her name and her home address. And by the way, they were doing it right below the video and right below the information on this United Healthcare person that just got assassinated. I mean, it's, you want to talk about like some scary stuff and like copycats and all that. You want to heating up the whole healthcare debate.
Saw a lot of snarky comments that like, I'd send my thoughts and prayers, but they didn't get pre-authorized and things like that. And you're like,
it's, oof. Dude, this is straight out of like a movie where like a group of people get tired of dealing with.
Denzel had a movie, John Q. It was like this. His kid couldn't get the transplant. He held the whole hospital hostage.
Yeah, we're done. And this idea now, because there's all these stories now that like, all day today I was reading about how I think four people, it's like Musk in Gates, Bezos, and I forget who the other one. The four richest people in the United States now have over $1 trillion worth of worth.
Well, Gates isn't one of those.
It's not Gates?
Matt Gates. Oh.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, what? I was thinking you were talking about Matt Gates.
You're going down the political rabbit hole.
Yeah.
No. That for the first time in history, four people control that amount of percentage.
No, Matt Gates, not a billionaire.
Yeah. No. And this idea that, you know, and so all these different articles about this is when, like, revolution starts to happen and this is when people kind of rise up. And, you know, most of the time I read that stuff and I'm like, whatever, dude. Just, you know, it's all, you know, people are always, like, sending out, like, these, oh, this is where the whole thing collapses. I'll tell you what, if healthcare CEOs start getting bumped off, it may get some people's attention. It's just, this whole story is fascinating.
Well, what if you knew the kid and you saw the photo?
Yeah.
And you had no idea he was a hitman. What if he's like a computer nerd at your work? And you're like, "Holy crap."
Yeah.
That's Jonathan.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
from accounting.
I don't know what you do. I mean,
well, you call the cops.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Well, but that's the thing is I'm if someone knows him and those photos are accurate and, you know, they're saying, oh, they're closing in on at least a name or whatever. I mean,
yeah, they're going to get him.
They'll get him.
The question is will we ever find out why he did it or who hired him or what the real story is?
Does he have a specific grievance or is this on behalf of somebody? And
well, he could lie. I mean,
of course.
Or he could die. Like, I mean, he could easily.
You'd imagine there'd be some sort of paper trail or digital trail of communications.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe we hear nothing because he's a clandestine black ops.
Hell yeah.
I'm guessing lone gunman.
Are you? That's usually what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we all want whether, you know, the guy that shot Trump, you know, or any of the other presidential assassin people. We all want this to be, like you said, the Tom Clancy novel. But for the most part, it's usually just, it's some dude and he's pissed off and he decides to go lone wolf and... I told you that I went down a rabbit hole when the Trump shooting happened and started reading some stuff on a security expert. And he said that is by far the harder one to stop. He said, when you get groups involved and you get conspiracies and you get into that, the whole plotting thing, that's where you can pick it up. He said, the truly scary ones are where it's one person that doesn't say anything.
Keeps it all to themselves.
And they said the reason why people always want to believe in conspiracies or whatever, because it's scary to think about if one person decides that they want to do something and they don't tell anyone else, it's almost impossible to stop them. If someone decides, just one random person who doesn't put it online, doesn't make any threats, and they go out and get a gun or get a bomb, strap it to their chest, whatever, and they just shut up and decide to go about that mission, there's really not a whole lot you can do to stop it. And that scares the living daylights out of people because you always want to feel like you have some element of control. But like in this, you got nothing.
Which fan personality is most likely a hitman?
Well, they always joke about like Danny hiding bodies and stuff, but he talks too publicly about it. It's going to be someone that
wouldn't. Yeah, he's too obvious.
He's too obvious. It'd be someone that you would, it's going to be quiet. That you wouldn't think anything about. The best
one. Here's the situation.
Yeah, I guess.
Is it Jeff Rust?
That's where I was going, was Jeff Rust.
He'd be the least assuming, for sure.
Because Jeff is a principled man.
Yes.
For sure.
And
politically motivated.
Yeah, he's always, I think he's.
Yeah. And Rust is a guy that could...
He's got little girls, though.
He could blend in, and you wouldn't think twice. Jeff Rust could go anywhere, and no one would think twice.
That's true. Always has his backpack, very unassuming.
Yes. He just seems like a jovial sort of fella right up until he shivs you.
Is Jeff Rust a hitman?
Secret life.
An expose. All right. why the internet wants Hock2a girl in jail. Next on The Fan. Well, we have Hock2a girl controversy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going well for her right now.
This thing hopefully that finally gets her to go away forever.
Spit on that thing.
Well, you remember Haley Welch?
Yeah, yeah.
Hock2a girl.
Hock2a.
Just the most random.
Very random.
Celebrity.
Just a cute little bumpkin.
That I can think of. Was that some bachelorette thing or whatever in the streets of Nashville, drunk, and said, spit on that thing.
It really is the most random. I mean, a lot of people get notoriety, I won't say fame, but notoriety in really odd, random ways. But this might take the cake.
Reminds me a little bit of the What Are Those Got kid. You know, the What Are Those Shoes?
Like,
That was so random. I mean, they're not famous like her, though.
I was going to say, they're not even close to her.
But the Dan Daniel kid.
She's got Hock2a podcast now.
Which, by the way, she might be the dumbest person to ever have a podcast, and that's saying something. She's a sweet kid, but she's a dumber than a sack of hammers.
Well, you should hear her try to talk about fraud on Twitter Spaces.
Oh, boy. Is she talking about this now?
Well, yeah, she has to.
People have called her out, so she's had to.
Yeah, they want her in jail. So here's what happened. So she's actually done a pretty nice job of capitalizing on her 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
And there was a Hock coin. She called it it's a crypto coin. Mm-hmm. She called it Hock coin. Yeah. She was doing a podcast because she announced that her podcast was on Jake Paul's sports betting network or whatever.
Yeah.
And during that, she announced that she had Hock coin coming out and you as a fan could buy it and invest in it.
Yeah.
A crypto coin, right? Well, predictably, it went very poorly. And so it immediately launched. This was yesterday. It reached 490 million market value. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. It's stunning to me that anyone, and I mean anyone, wanted to buy a cryptocurrency from Hock2a girl, but they did.
There's a whole group of people that just chase these meme coins. It's a wild world.
Yeah.
Just a few hours later, the value of the coin had crashed. People were selling in mass. Right now, it looks like it's hovering around 28 million. From 490 million to 28 million, about a 95% drop. Yeah. And of course, this has happened before. This happened with the Jiggly Booby sports betting
Walking lady. Bets Taylor Mathis. Yeah.
Yeah. And she had to come out and be like, I didn't know. And I haven't seen what Haley Welch has said. I'm still catching up. But a lot of people want her in jail because they lost a lot of money.
Well, what happened was that there was a handful of accounts all linked, obviously, to the people that were launching the coin. They had 97% of the currency.
Yeah, for working on and developing the coin, they got a ton of the coin's inventory, never had to put any of their own money into it at all. And then basically, when it got to a certain point, they all sold and they all screwed over everybody who had just jumped in on it.
Yeah, it's called a pump and dump. Yes. It's happened before. And
a rug pull.
And to your point, like, well, I don't get why people don't think that this is one of those, because I do think they use people like the Jiggly Boob sports betting lady and Hock2a girl. I think they use them and their fan bases because they don't know any better to put these out there.
Yeah.
Easy targets. Yeah.
It's just because I actually believe her. But she knew nothing about this.
If you are buying a crypto coin because of Walking Bets boobs or spitting on it, like, that is not,
well,
that's not financial.
I'm just saying, I think they use her. I feel like they present something to her where she's like, okay, I'll put my name on this. And of course, that's the key. And has no idea what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Like, she's too dumb. You called her the dumbest person to ever host a podcast. She had no idea this was a pump and dump. If she did, she wouldn't do it, because now she's in a lot of hot water.
Well, like, those people that were doing the crypto, like, who is it that were advertising, like Tom Brady and all those people. Look, if they investigated this and it turned out that this was a premeditated thing, obviously, this can be illegal, and the fact that you were the face of it and it's named after you, she could be in some serious trouble.
Well, I know she's in serious trouble. What I'm saying is, I don't think she had a clue.
I guarantee she didn't.
And I don't think
she doesn't know how all this works.
No, exactly. And I don't think the big boobied sports betting lady had a clue either.
Nope.
Well,
that's what they do, is they use these people's fan bases to make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And they're clueless. They're like, oh, this is cool. I'll launch a crypto coin.
And those people think they're getting rich based off of themselves, but they're just getting leverage to make other people rich and other people poor.
That is correct.
Yeah, she's in total PR spin now, trying to.
Well, you know how they have those Twitter spaces where users can hop on and listen to conversations that, like, groups are having?
Yeah.
They were holding one for her coin yesterday, and people were just coming after her about, like, what do you pay your developers, the ones that you gave all these coins to that sold it and made all this money that cost us everything? And she's like, well, I have to go to bed, guys. See you later. And yeah. She just hopped off.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of people on there saying, I bought $35,000 worth of coins. They're now worth $1,000. And, this, you know, it's bad.
And again,
yeah, it's hard to have sympathy.
Yes. Yeah. Some of that's on you, you moron.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing buying
Play stupid
Hot
games,
coin?
Win stupid prizes.
Well, she said she's copying and pasting. She wrote this because obviously somebody told her this. Yeah. Hawkonomics, she said, team hasn't sold one token and not one KOL was given one free token. We tried to stop snipers as best we could through high fees in the start of the launch. Fees have now been dropped.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. I wonder if this is enough to finally... I mean, these things are fickle when you get these kind of your 15 minutes of fame and... I just am stunned that people keep buying into crap that she's a part of, and I wonder if this finally puts an end to it.
Well,
hopefully,
you know,
she made a bunch of money, because I don't know where she goes from here.
Well, she goes to OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's a guy by the name of Jack Forge on social media, and he's great. He said this before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
He said when someone runs out of their 15 minutes, they have three options and three options only. One, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Two, political grifter.
Mm.
Three, crypto scam.
Well, we got one of them.
How spot on is that?
It's pretty good.
I can't think of another, and those are all aces.
And I'd like to say that she couldn't possibly win public office, but Boebert and...
Herschel Walker damn near did it,
so... You know, the crypto scheme, I'm sure she made a bunch of money, and I'm sure if she did an OnlyFans, she would make millions. She would have that in her hip pocket.
She could do it.
Yeah.
She probably didn't want to.
Said she wouldn't, but, you know.
She'll eventually be on there.
Yeah.
A thought from the YouTube chat. Everybody expecting some flyover state kid to know everything about everything, then calling her a bitch is kind of a jerk.
I agree, Sook.
No.
Jerk.
Dude, when you want to be a lovable idiot, sure, but you put your name behind a crypto scheme that costs people, dumb or not, cost people their life savings and defrauded people out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's despicable.
And I don't think she had any idea that's what was happening.
It's certainly
here.
Despicable. The question is did she know? And there's no chance she knew. She's just too
And
dumb.
I bet the developers knew, but they didn't tell. They left her in the dark on it on purpose so that it's her
and
hole
I'm not
in the bag.
Saying she shouldn't get in trouble. She should. It's her name. You screwed up, but you're an idiot.
Yeah, you can't just claim negligence or whatever. Like, you're part of this, but at the same time, she can't have known too much.
Well, it's one of those things that if you didn't know, then you were too dumb. What's the old casino? Either two things happen. Either you were too dumb and you should be fired, or you were in on it and you should
well,
be arrested.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, and I think it's the prior.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a girl who said this.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Yeah.
Are you telling me she knew what the hell she was doing?
I don't know. You just the idea that you would attach your name to something like this and then... You just,
I don't know.
I find it hard to believe, but you bring up a valid point, because I did say that I do think that she is dumber than a sack of hammers.
Meanwhile, she's brilliant and orchestrating a crypto scam.
You know that she is in charge of nothing in her life. That is one thing that I will buy. Everything from the podcast, all of that. She has a team of handlers that have been working this from
They tell her, show up, talk, yes. Here's what you're going to say, look cute, smile.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, and they probably said, hey, just make sure you tweet about Hotcoin and then we'll do the rest. Yeah.
Fuck to it.
All right.
Spit on that thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe... Maybe you're starting to get me to come around a little bit on that.
By the way, I have an update on the United Healthcare CEO gunman.
Yeah.
I have an update.
Ooh.
You want an update?
Yeah, we got an update.
I already have an update. And we're
an
only 20
after
minutes.
After the break?
Yeah.
I already saw from earlier today, there's been a bunch of developments.
Yeah. So we'll get to that next. Here's Buck. All right. We have United Healthcare assassination.
Updates. What do we got? Do we got a name?
No, we don't have a name, but we do have, they know now that the guy who shot United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson made it to New York City on a bus from Atlanta.
How do they know all this already?
Because they know that because he took a Greyhound. Because he checked into a hostel there, and the reason they have a picture of his face, he had a mask on and a hood up.
He basically had the same look as when he went and carried out this assassination.
Yeah, yeah.
But he pulled the mask down.
Because the girl who was working the front desk at the hostel, or some girl at the hostel, was flirting with him. Mm. And that's how they have the picture of him smiling.
So the guy walks in a hood and a mask, and you start flirting. He was undone.
See, that's right. Well, aren't we all?
Undone by the hots.
The hots can get us
the
every
hostile
time.
Hots. You know you're getting ready to commit a murder, and you're like, hold on, I got to put down my
The whole busing from Atlanta thing is wild to me.
Why is that wild?
It seems like a very short period of time to know all of this.
Yeah.
By the way, the conspiracy theorists are going to run wild with all this information that they're coming up with like in 24 hours.
I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know, that somebody who is this set on it wouldn't be taking public transport to go do this. I don't know. It's odd to me that
he could be
came on a bus halfway across the country for this.
Yeah. But let's be honest here. The guy has not done a whole hell of a lot to cover this up. Like he did it in broad daylight. His bullet shells had inscriptions on them.
Yeah, it was a message.
His face is on video. We know he took a bus from New York City to Atlanta. We know the hostel he was at. I mean, come on. There's video of him everywhere. He's probably dead.
It's possible.
You know, he probably. Well,
it is amazing that like all the video or the video and like the photos they have of like you can't go anywhere nowadays without being recorded.
Well, and he clearly did not care about it. He didn't care. There was a lady standing right next to Brian Thompson when he shot him.
No, but that may be in one of those. How else do you get to him?
Right, that was his one opportunity. Got to take it regardless.
You know, if you're not like a trained assassin or whatever, the easiest time to kill someone is just they're standing on a sidewalk.
But, I mean, even if that's the scenario and you really don't want to get caught, maybe just follow him a little bit further and wait until the lady's not there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, I don't know, there was just no ever anywhere, it seems like, other than the mask, there was never really an attempt to hide it. He has a hoodie up and a mask, and that's it.
Well, I don't know. The fact that he didn't leave on a vehicle that could be traced. I mean, it was the bike that... And other than pulling his face mask down, if he didn't do that at the hospital, would we have any idea? It seemed like it worked pretty well.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with Buck on this one. I mean, we got a couple...
It's weird saying it. I think he did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, the bus ticket,
you
like...
You jerk.
Well, and they're saying...
For what he was trying to do.
And they're saying the hostel, they like he used a license that wasn't his. I mean,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay,
I'll be interested. It sure feels like they've got a lot of information. Like the bus terminal thing is fascinating. So they just were able to go back and how did they in such a short period of time find out that this dude came in from a bus from Atlanta?
Maybe he said that or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or you go and look for him at the bus station.
Yeah.
Maybe she saw a bus ticket or something, and you look for him on the bus videos. I don't know. This is what the investigators do, man.
I guess it always goes to show you, no matter what, there's always a paper trail, right? But
Brian,
I mean, yeah, I mean, there is video of him. I guess that, but he went to Central Park, which is smart because, you know, there's all these still photos of him riding the e-bike away because, again, there's security cameras everywhere. But I'm guessing in the middle of Central Park is probably a good place to disappear. But then, of course, you have to leave Central Park again, which means they're going to scour that. And basically, this whole where video camera, like, anywhere you go, you are on camera. Think about how many cameras. If you are, no matter where you're at in a major city, I do not think you can walk a block without being on a security camera.
And that's just the thing is, none of that matters until someone's looking for you. When no one's looking for you, it doesn't matter that you're on camera all the time. But now, he probably is hooped because this city has him all over the place, you would think.
Have you seen the... There's so many things popping up. Have you seen now the masks that you can wear over your face with a hoodie? Dude, it's pretty
Those
creepy.
Are scary.
It's just like a hood that you put on and...
Well, it's like when you would see the henchman with like the pantyhose over the face to kind of blur it, but it has an image of a human face.
Yeah, and it actually looks... And they were saying like in this case, if you put one of these like pantyhose things on over your head and then you put a hood up...
No one's ever telling who you really are.
It looks, and from just a bystander, you just look like a person with a hood up.
Mm.
I mean, there's some.
Is that should that be legal?
I don't know. Hopefully, this is not like a, you know, like a trend or whatever. It's just kind of spooky to think about some CEO dude pissed off the wrong person, I mean, the fact that he wrote that on the bullets, dude, this is not a random thing. You
pissed
off.
I thought
that
was sensationalism at the start. I didn't even think I should believe that that was true, but
no, it's definitely not random. You know, he lived in Maple Grove, Minnesota. That's where the CEO guy, Brian Thompson, that's where he lived.
That's where he lived.
And apparently they're now saying that bomb threats were made to homes owned by him after the killing.
Interesting.
The plot thickens.
Plot does thicken. Someone saying they caught the guys that bombed the World Trade Center all those years ago because they tried to get the deposit back from the van they used in the bombing. Not all these criminals are masterminds. Valid point.
That's true.
Like Aaron Hernandez, it is shocking how many times people leave behind just massive trails of evidence. But I just think nowadays with the cameras, it's hard. Because I always had that thought that if you just randomly walked up to a person's house, kicked in their front door, went in and did whatever and left. Dude, there, as long as you don't have a connection to that person, how on earth could you be caught? But think about how many ring cameras and everything that you have to walk by, drive by, you know, I think it's really hard to get away with stuff now without at least having a pretty good trail of evidence. Where I felt like back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, as long as you weren't there when they showed up to get the body, you were fine.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Then people that would, like, there were people that would leave, like blood, hair, and semen behind a crime scene, and they're like, well, nothing we can do about this. Like, look at all this big pile of stuff.
But they'll catch you in 50 years.
50 years, yeah.
When you're hanging out in an apartment in L.A. Yeah. With cash in your wall.
Yeah. Old Whitey. Well, I mean, they've caught a bunch of rapist murderers, you know, decades after the fact because of that.
Just because of the technology getting there.
You get some dude that's like 20, and like, wasn't there one where someone's daughter went in to like do a 23andMe or something like that, and that's how they made the connection?
That was one of the recent ones where the database ended up helping them find the person who'd been the perpetrator.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Let's wrap it up next on The Fan. So,
there it is.
Ah. I always hold my breath.
You gotta wait.
I know. It's funny. When I am occasionally in that chair, it's amazing how much not having the bed will completely throw you off. Even though the other 3 hours of the show, it's not there.
I can't start without it. Tomorrow, if you see the fighter jets from the airport flying overhead, give a big old giant salute to my man Kaz.
Oh, he's out there, huh?
We've had him on before. He's my fighter pilot buddy. Mm. He is retiring. That will be his final flight tomorrow.
Get right the hell out of town.
Morning. I think they leave about 8:45. So if you see him, give him a salute.
I will.
Will he be able to see me giving him the salute?
Yes. He's going to be looking for you.
Nice.
You specifically. And he's flying, and then he's going to retire. We're going to be out there for his retirement party. And it'll be his final flight, and we get to go watch him. You know, take off, which is kind of badass.
That's cool.
And then he's going to go be a, he's going to be flying your jetliner.
He's going to be a commercial pilot, huh?
Yep.
Do we know who for yet?
I want to say Delta.
Okay. I was hoping he'd go to be an instructor at Top Gun.
Yeah.
It's what the cool ones would do.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's going to go make that pilot money.
Big old pilot money. At least he's not flying for like Spirit or something, right? One of the good ones?
Yeah, I think it's Delta.
All right.
That's my new brother-in-law's plan, too, when he's done in the Air Force, is commercial.
Yeah. Why not?
Well,
you can fly a plane. Why don't you do it?
Exactly.
Somebody going to pay you to do it?
Seems like kind of a waste to spend 20 years learning a skill like flying a plane and then be like, you know what? I feel like doing something else.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he does cargo jets, so he's like, what's the difference? Commercial jetliner, like big planes? Let me go.
Gold jacket, green jacket.
Exactly.
Who gives a rip?
Yeah. My stepbrother was a pilot in the Air Force, and he flies drones now. So.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a
Cowardly drones.
By the way, we got an update on the guy who, Vlad, who came face-to-face with the great white shark out there.
Vlad the Impaler.
My shark bro.
Yeah, they said that this is from a fishing guy from the text line. Apparently, Vlad is legit. He has a YouTube channel, and he can free dive up to 100 feet down.
Dang.
With no tank. His YouTube channel is Big Water Guy, and he posts pretty good fishing and gear recovery content.
Really big water?
Dude, that blows my mind.
And apparently he wasn't that far out. He was out by the rock at Pacific City.
Okay.
Just about a mile out.
But he can go down
Andy's got a hot wife.
Of course he
apparently
does. People that do that, like, that blows my mind.
And his handle is Big Water Guy.
Ocean Water.
He's down there with great whites. He's like, whatever. He's swimming.
Well, he did swim away.
I love cows.
Well, I certainly would hope so. I don't think you swim closer.
Well, some people, you know,
okay, let's
jump on the back of it.
Check out and see what. No, I don't think that's the way that works.
Ride it. See where it takes you. Maybe back to the Great White Shark Den.
I think it takes you to Valhalla is where that takes you.
All right.
All the way to go.
Andrew Nemec coming up next. We are back tomorrow. Actually, I'm out. I'll see you Monday. But Sook's back tomorrow. Joey Harrington, a part of the show. 3 to 7 on the Fan Good Night.